Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1157 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 126, him and his wife coming down Washington Street opposite the Hebrew orphan's home. He gave me my raincoat right there, which he had borrowed previously. Cross-examination. He and his wife and my wife and myself generally play cards Saturday evening. We were very much interested in bridge and played together often. Mr. and Mrs. Selig's family usually played poker Saturday night. Mr. Frank and his wife never played poker. I am positive I rang Mr. Frank up and asked him to go to the ball game. Mr. Frank called it off about 1:30 on Saturday. When I got home and got the message from my cook, it was 20-2. Mr. Frank borrowed my raincoat at 4:30 on Sunday when it was raining, and I met him about 6 o'clock on Washington Street, and he returned it. He never had that raincoat until Sunday afternoon. I am positive that he did not have it on Saturday. Mrs. C.F. Ersenbach, sworn for the defendant. I am Mrs. Leo Frank's sister. I received a telephone message from Mr. Ersenbach from Mr. Frank through my cook on Saturday at 1:30. I saw no scratches, bruises, or marks on Mr. Frank on Sunday. He was nervous as one would have been under the circumstances. He borrowed a raincoat from my husband that afternoon. The raincoat was at our house on Saturday. It was there when my husband asked him if he would wear it on Sunday. Mr. Frank did not have it on Saturday. Cross-examination. On Sunday, Mr. Frank, when he was at the house, told us he had been called downtown and that this little girl was murdered, and he told what a horrible crime it was. He did not say who committed it. He said nothing about employing a lawyer. He said nothing about how he slept the night before. I think he told about being at the undertaker's in the afternoon. I did not hear him say anything about the visit to the undertaker's in the morning. He said he had been taken down to the factory in the morning by the detectives. He said he had thought he heard the telephone ringing in his sleep the night before. He said when he saw the corpse, it was a gruesome sight. He said nothing about why he did not stay in the room and look at the corpse longer or more carefully. He said nothing about suspecting Newt Lee as being the guilty party. He said he was sorry he let Gant in the factory Saturday afternoon because he mistrusted him, because he had not been honest. He did not say he thought Newt Lee or Gant had committed the crime. He said nothing about the clock having been improperly punched. I was not in the room the entire time. I had guests, and I was out a good deal of the time. I don't know if he knew the name of Mary Fagan then or not. I think he said she was choked. He didn't...